Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
A new bill aimed at helping renters through the COVID-19 crisis has come in for severe criticism in the Dáil. The government says that the Residential Tenancies and Valuations Bill extends protections against evictions in place during the crisis. But opposition TDs have claimed that it will open the doors to renewed evictions. Fergal Keane joins me now. This became quite the row today.
It did, yeah. And the housing Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, said that tenants who found themselves in financial difficulties due to COVID-19 under this bill would be protected from evictions until next January. Now, that means that people unable to pay their rent would have an increased notice period of 90 days before they could be evicted. But that would be on top of 28 days notice to pay outstanding rents. So that means that anyone unable to pay their rent due to loss of earnings in the crisis couldn't be evicted until January the next year. But opposition TDs have come out up in arms about this. Up until now, there had been a ban on all evictions during the crisis. But they say that this would again allow evictions who found themselves in arrears, that the vast majority of people would still be open to evictions, according to Sinn Féin. Rent increases could happen, notices to quit on various grounds could happen, substantial renovations, evictions as we call them, are back again. So really the protections they say that had been there under the COVID-19 are being stripped away under this, and the grounds for people to get exemptions under COVID-19, if you lost your income under COVID-19, are so narrow, they say it will only affect a few thousand people, not the thousands and thousands who find themselves in rent arrears. Now, I spoke earlier to Aideen Hayden of the Housing and Advocacy Agency Threshold. She said that there were problems with today's bill.
I suppose the bottom line is we appreciate what the Minister is attempting to achieve, but we have serious reservations in relation to the legislation itself. We don't think it will do what it attempts to do, in other words, what it says on the tin. We think there are a number of serious flaws with it. For starters, it will only apply to people who declare themselves to be what are termed relevant people. In other words, people who have been specifically in affected by the COVID situation. But we do feel that the definition of relative person is too narrow and wouldn't, for example, include a scenario where you had somebody in shared accommodation, such as a nurse that works at the front line, where they may have been left with a rented property where the other tenants in the property had to leave, for example, and okay, where they've been left carrying the count for the entire rent. So we have two scenarios here. We have the scenario of somebody who has built up significant rent arrears, for whom there is nothing in this legislation to assist them come out of that situation. But they will also now be facing the situation of eviction when the current protections come to an end.
Evictions can start again when this period is over, and the period is August.
The situation at the moment is that everybody is protected from eviction by reason of rent arrears. That is the bottom line. We have a moratorium on eviction at the moment, and that includes a moratorium on evictions for rent arrears. When that moratorium ends in August of this year, the 10th of August of this year, what will then happen is that those people who are not covered under the new incoming legislation, deemed to be what are called relevant persons, will not then, from it then on, be protected. So you have a scenario where somebody who is, we have seen coming into our services, somebody who would be in shared accommodation, who might, for the sake of argument, be a frontline worker, who would have been sharing with three or four other persons, but who ends up, for the sake of argument, in the property on their own, or maybe sharing with one other person and having to split what could be €3,000 in rent, finding themselves in significant rent arrears, for whom the protections will now come to an end because they don't fall within the category of relevant persons. One of our concerns also is that when you consider how long it took during the mortgage arrears crisis to come to some meaningful solutions for people in mortgage arrears, we are concerned that renters will be those people out of this crisis. It doesn't take long to rack up significant rent arrears when the average rent that you're paying in Ireland as a country is 1,300 and in Dublin it's closer to 2,000.
How big is this problem, do you think, from people you've been dealing with?
We think this is a very big problem, and a problem that's going to get bigger, because it's not easy to come up with 2,000 or 2,500 to pay back in rent arrears, but it's very easy to come to that level of rent arrears without too much difficulty over a period of 4 to 6 months. So, you know, there needs to be some meaningful solution, and we are concerned that this will kick the can down the road, and what we need is a package of clear measures that will assist the situation.
Good point, isn't it? Debt easily accumulated, not so easily cleared. And you've been speaking to people who are facing eviction.
Minister Dara Breen said today that this bill provided protection for tenants and also for landlords who have constitutional rights. But a side effect of the ban on evictions during COVID was that eviction notices, which predated the crisis, had also been put on hold. Now, this will end under this bill. I spoke today to Sean Mitchell, who lives in an apartment complex called St. Helen's Court in Dalneary. There, 10 people have been facing an ongoing eviction battle against a vulture fund which took over those apartments. And their case was raised by Richard Boy Barrett during today's Dáil debate. And Sean Mitchell told me about their circumstances.
If this yoke that was passed today is not good news for us, because it looks like that we could be evicted. And there's people in here, elderly people here too, you know, and like they've nowhere to go. And if they go into private accommodation or into these emergency accommodations, I mean, you know, they're not that healthy at the moment. With the coronavirus and all that going on, they're very, very worried, you know.
And this eviction, after today's legislation, could come to you in 90 days.
It could indeed, yeah. It could indeed. If the case goes against us, if the tribunal goes against us, you know, that's what we're looking at, you know.
How many people are involved and what are their circumstances?
There's 10 people involved here at the moment. Now, you know, we fought a long battle with them now at the moment. And, you know, and Richard Boy Barrett, who their local TD, he's been very good to us. And
you expect to go before the Residential Tenancies Board, but that's been delayed because of COVID.
That's correct, yeah. It's a tribunal that's waiting to be heard now. And it was being cancelled on a number of occasions because of the coronavirus. We're in contact with the RT, with the Threshold, and Threshold are keeping us informed, you know. First of all, sent us a letter that we were all to be evicted. But under the law of the Tyrrellstown Agreement, They couldn't put us all out, because if there was 10 or more tenants, they would have had to, if they were selling the place, they would have had to sell it with us in them. So they got the loophole of the law, and what they done was they kept 8 of us with notice. And they're still, when then they are gone, there's still 2, so they'll do the same again.
What will happen to you and the other people involved if you lose your tenancies?
We've nowhere to go, there's nowhere available. We've been trying. The rents are extortionate around here, and I was born and reared in Dunleary, and I was hoping to stay around Dunleary, but it's not looking like that at the moment, because we have nowhere to go.
Sean Mitchell, facing eviction, talking to Fergal earlier on.